12 away, car okay?
Caution's out for debris, right about behind you.
Yeah, the car gets a little high, you know, when I'm pushing the plug a bit, when I'm real close. A little bit tight with somebody gets to my left rear, other than that I'm good. Man, I can't believe how fast we got to that 48.
He's about 2 seconds off once he got out there by himself.
I bet he's not going to do that again. What position we're in, but I think we're third or fourth.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that rundown, Shane. Did you hear it?
Right behind it. Behind the 88, if I'm not mistaken. That'd be third.
Third?
They haven't said anything. I was just pulling lines to see if they say anything.
I got it, we're third. Let's get
four tires. Let's get all four on it. We're going to take enough fuel. We might lose a few spots to the right, so let's just get four on it the first time. Make sure everything looks good. Here's your windshield. We got the 8th man. You want to go ahead and pull a tear off?
Bad. I mean, it's pitted, but I can live with it for one more stop.
That way we don't run out.
Okay, it's open. 4,200.
Four tires. Leave on the lug nuts. You got to come on down here. Come on down. Keep coming. Come on. You're a 5, 4, 3, right here, 4 tires. The grass, clear to the grass, to the grass, to the grass.
42. You got him.
Boys, way to go.
Nice job, gentlemen. Nice job. All right, start a gunner. The only time we'll put four on is if we're taking full fuel. The tires look like they're brand new still.
You're breaking up real bad, bud.
He said the tires look great.
Sorry, how's that? I was on my little antenna.
Awesome. You sound good.
Tires look great, man. So you keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep you up there. That's going to be our goal. We're going to ride up there. We're going to get to only take tires for how much fuel we're going to take. Don't spend any extra time on pit road. Good job up here. I talked to Johnny. He said 250 is no problem. So 260 is probably need to start seeing a little air. So just for your reference, but you're doing good with it.
That?
250, he said, is fine. Over that, 255, 260. Like you just did when you backed off and got it back down. We don't want to run up over 250 for very long, but 250 is okay.
An increment between 250 and 260 is very short, so, you know, I didn't keep it there for very long, that's for sure. Good job, guys.
No, I'm with you. We'll do that. When it comes into it at the end, we'll, it don't matter. If it gets about 10 or 12 to go, you just do whatever you need. It can run for a little while.
That's 5 bonus points, man. That's awesome, guys.
Yeah, 10-4. Great job, guys.
I'm going to turn my fan off, so, you know, if we get back in a pack again, remind me to turn back on.
10-4, I'll make a note, too, there, Shane.
10-4. Hey, when you get here, they're going to show you one to go.
48's a lucky dog, right?
Yeah, the 7 got it.
Kidding. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Okay, you're going to have the 48 flying up to the inside. It's about, it's coming out 2 right now. Hey, Governor Green, this time, you should line up behind the 17.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Still driving, okay, bud?
I mean, you could free it up if you wanted to a little, if that's possible.
Definitely.
I mean, it drives great. It's just with those cars on the inside of me, they pack a little air. I don't know if there's anything you can do about that.
No, I'm with you.
So I moved down there to try to help my teammates out, and that didn't work out so well.
Definitely. Took a long ways to go, so keep up there like where you're at. That's a good place to be in that top 15 or so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and out?
I'm thinking about coming, just hitting it with fuel.
And just if they come or no matter what?
No matter what. I want you to hit no matter what.
Yellow, Stevie. Quickie yellow.
Laps was that?
That was 8 laps, but our teammate's coming, so I want you to come too. Fuel only. It's only going to be about 2.5 seconds worth of fuel, so Jeff, you go on me. Jeff Knight. 2.5 seconds. The quickie, so, I don't know, the 90s, everybody's going to be on pit road, so let's just really pay attention here, coming on and off.
Okay, 4,200.
Come on, you're going to be like two pit stalls in front of the 48, so come on down, start looking at your 5, 4, 3, leave on me. All right, go ahead, outside, one's outside, there you go.
Outside, out.
Job at that 84 there, bud, I should have been watching, I was watching the gas guys, I didn't see him, sorry about that.
Cool, we're good.
Hey, below the yellow line, I don't know why they're going up.
Who went up, Shannon?
2 liters. They put them out first, they went above the yellow line.
You gotta stay below it, no matter what the flag.
The 2 ahead of us, 2 behind us, and a caution.
Oh, and if they don't, I'm fine with that. I just want you to know so you don't have to run on the dirty apron if they're cool with it. I'm fine either way, I just want to get a clarification, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they told me no matter what, and to meet 48 to the outside. It'll be one to go when you get here. Okay, you're going to have a couple cars come to the inside. You're coming to green this time. Okay, face cars off. Get ready. Ready. Green flag. Green flag. Land back about a half car on you. Still outside. Outside.
That idiot's got no help, huh?
Yeah. So three wide, two above you.
From now on, we're not doing anything with the damn team. It ain't working. We gotta go with the momentum. Sorry, guys.
Clear all around. Checking up in the middle. Checking this metal in front of you. Clear low. Okay, get your stuff together there, Stevie.
What we'll do, how bad is it?
He's behind the school, where can't see him.
You driving, or do we need to hook?
Driving it. Got the right front really hard, left front.
All right, let me see if I can get a TV shot. You, to the garage, how's your steering wheel, way off?
You want me to come to pit road first?
How bad is it? You got flats, or is the steering wheel somewhat straight?
Steering wheel's turned to the right, about a quarter of a turn. I'm running, coming to you fast.
Brakes?
10-4.
I want you to come to pit road. First thing, four tires, get the fenders off. Talk to me about the pace car, Shannon.
Four, he's in two.
Come on down, first thing, four tires, get the fenders, right side first, come on down.
Okay, the right rear quarter too, Stevie.
How bad is that splitter? Is it going to work? Anything leaking? Radiator? Done, shut it off. Put tires on, get to the garage.
I don't know what happened to that 44, he just spun out.
Let's go. To the garage. I want to go through the garage. That way we do it right. Let's go. 48, get in and do there, Shannon.
We need the generator and the cool down unit. Somebody needs to get the cool down unit.
For somebody in the pit, we're going to need the generator, the cool down unit. Jason, let's decide whether we're going to save the nose or just cut it off and start over. Let's make a decision. We need to go to the pits, though, guys, because we got way too much damage to try to do it right here. That's exactly right. Go back there. Cut the tail to the Nationwide garage when you get back to your Latiger, and let's drive it down to Arkham. No reason to work on it here. That thing's killed. Here. All right, let's go. You can drive it. How much water is it? You still got water pressure? Just get it rolling and shut it off after you get it coasted, just like you would for a... Get her out past, you know what I'm saying, by the pump and shut it off the coast. All right, Latiger, you got me? No.
Come on, Jimmy. Keep coming, come on.
Cut it.
Come right to me and then turn it.
5 minutes before we cut everything, let's come up with a game plan so we don't cut everything off we need. Shannon, just hang out, bud. We're going to come back out, okay? Kane, let's find out minimum speed.
Oh, yeah.
Something. We're going to keep hustling with it, guys, because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a couple big ones. There's going to be a lot of points we had today. A lot of points. What's your plan, Jay? Plan. We got to cut it all off, start over.
Yeah, we're just going to cut this nose off, put the other one on.
Do it. So we're going to get in here so we can get it up in the air.
Let's disconnect everything so we can hook up the welder.
Whoever's in, we need an electrical disconnect. Let's go. We're going to have to weld for sure. You want to get in the air before you cut? Or is there water pressure still, Johnny? Johnny, is there water pressure? No. All right, grab the big wrench for the upper. Let me have it.
Give me a signal when you're unhooked.
We need someone hooking up that cool-down unit.
Yeah, Penske's gonna work on that. Penske, get your radiator, your cool down unit, all your stuff. Travis, get that out of the way. Once you get the radiator out, I wanna come straight in with the car. Slide this back, somebody. Stay in, we're gonna get it in so we can get up in the air.
You just have to cut it right straight down in front of the horn.
You just need to clean everything off in front of the horns, is that right?
Electrical's unplugged.
Hold up. Give it a pull. All right, hold up. Jason's got to cut that horn. We're wasting our time until we get that horn cut. Give him your plugged in. That battery's done. Give him the one you got. Go. Come on in. Get up in the air. You want to in the air? Get the suspension before we get going, man. Is that tire going to hit that sway bar? Hey, grab the wheel. Turn it left and right. Okay, come on in. On the ground, Jay? All right, right about. That's good. Stop it there. We have room to work. Hold on a minute. Johnny. Here. Where's that saws off? Cut this bar. Leave this mount on, so cut it down here somewhere. stop. Is there anything we need to do to suspension before we put this nose on? Jake, do you see anything?
No, everything looks fine.
Come on, bring it in here. Get out the way, Jimmy. Can we open the hood on that nose so we can hook up the radiator? Come on, bring a nose in here.
If you don't think Packer would hurt the front end, I would add Packer. I don't know what the splitter is going to be.
Get it on there, we'll measure it. You just get it mounted where it's going to fit. Take this hood off it to put it on, just open it. What do you want to do?
Kirk, where are you at with that hose?
Out, and bolt it right to here. There's no reason to add mount. Or add work. Clay, just take that bracket right off. We'll use the hood hinges that are on it. That'd be way easier, don't you think? All right, how are we doing up front? We're looking good in the back. Hold on, what are we going to cut? Let me see. Pansky, grab two pieces of 4-inch aluminum. Set the splitter on it. Get you some aluminum pillar. 5 or 6 of them. Set the splitter on that. Stop, right there. Will that work up top? Okay. Let's get a welder. Put the stuff on here and grab a welder, boys. Stop. Did you cut it, Timmy? Whack that off. All that. Gone. Have that battery saws off, please. You're where you need to be. Listen, Pansky, keep where it needs to be. Throw a screw in. Right through the fender. Let's pin one side. Kind of take it out to move it.
Timmy needs a new sawzall blade, somebody.
That's a big one, Shannon. One at a time. Shannon, you tell me what happened. All right, Shannon, what happened?
I'm trying to check to see who's out. That's 3, 4, 5 that's going to be gone.
Right, that's what we're going to do then. What's that? Hold on. We've got to get the nose on first. Be easy to cut the little piece off the nose.
Hey, Stevie, they gonna red flag this thing here in a minute.
Display the red. The red. Stop working. They stop back there. All right, well, look. We can't work on the car. What else can we use? Let's get our tools out. Let's get them laid out. Come on. Get out. Let's go. Let's clean it up. Let's figure out what we're going to do. It's going to be 20 minutes. I mean, get that aluminum, set it on this nose.
Hey, B, what did you do with the other hood tether bolt? We got to put the hood tethers on.
Kirk, let's go ahead and get some oil out here just in case.
Shannon, I don't know if my antenna reach is in there. I was just trying to tell him that there was some oil on pit road, so I'm assuming it's the oil cooler, but they might want to look it over real good. And also, the minimum speed is 5466.
We got you. Shannon, how much longer do you think the red's going to be out?
They're getting ready to, they jet blonde, I'd say not long. It won't be long.
Steve, how hard is it going to be to get that window out and check the oil and be able to add oil?
Shannon, how long before them?
Y'all look at the back, Al.
Here, just a minute. The red's still out right now. Go ahead.
What do we want to do? Let's put it back, get it set, burn the bottom, screw the top. The radiator line first, Johnny. That'd be easier. Bag more, can we?
And make sure the hood's going to line up with the pins.
Do this. Okay, let's do this. Everybody's hands up from underneath the Johnny, you two. Shut the hood. Shut the hood. Back. Inch, two. Put your back.
Got a sawzall over here.
Hold on, Johnny, are we close on length? Let's just take... All right, let's put... Do we have a longer hose, or will that work? Okay, hold on. Shut the hood. See if it's going to work. Back and forward. We'll drill through holes. Open it up. Let's go. Burn it right there. Johnny, decide when we're back far enough, because if we can't get water in it, we're done. You good? Smells? All right, burn it. Let's go. Right there, right? We don't want to move it. How's our height? You okay? Start burning it, Atwell. Clamps up here. We're not going to use welder. We're going to use the hose clamps up here.
Kirk, we need some longer upper radiator hoses.
Get a longer upper radiator hose and a garden hose. Longer upper radiator hose. Freddy, come here. I need your help on this. It's going to take a while. Go get a longer hose. One we can run without the cooldown valve. Pansky, if the cooldown unit doesn't look like we're going to be able to use it, so now get a garden hose hooked up to a spigot. We're going to fill it the old-fashioned way, like we're at the drag strip. Hey, how many laps down are we?
The leaders just finished lap 70. We're on 3, so 17.
Just
want to do that 54 as soon as we cross Lead Pit Road.
All you want. Sorry, go ahead.
You got a hip hinge bolt with that.
Yeah, tether's hooked up.
But whatever. I don't care. We just got to get water in that hose.
The only water is at the end of the building.
There's no way to hook that up. Can we hook that up?
Leave that hose that's on the cooldown unit there, and we'll run it over here.
How long is that dump hose? Okay. Run that baby over here. That's what we'll do. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Why don't we, hey, we're looking good, guys. We're good. Here, here. Let me see the thing. I'll show you a trick.
Johnny, I got 8 inches in the tank right now.
That's good. Button it all up. Button the oil up. All right. As soon as Jason can move his feet and Atwell can move his feet, let's get some tow boards on it just see how far off it is. Drill with a unibit set up. You should drill in a unibit. We'll just blast us some new holes, man. What we'll do is we'll shut it, tap, tap, tap on the hammer. It'll set a punch it for you. Drill new holes, go to town. Okay, listen. Can we go up on four? Does anybody have an objection? Let's do the tow. Check the tow real quick. Check the tow. Turn whichever wheel straight. Just turn this left one so it's straight. Don't worry about the box. I mean, just there you go. That'll work.
Yeah, this side looks pretty good.
Far off, is it just half inch or something? Don't hook it up yet. We got to fill it with water with that upper hose. All right, Jay, you going to finish the tow before we jack it up? Let's get the tires laid out, Bart. You going to jack it up or no? Good. Jack it up. Check the side. Check the side. Get it in the air. Change the tires on that side. We go up on the right. Yes. Nice and easy because he's trying to weld.
Thank you. You can plug everything back in.
How many laps down are we, King?
Come back.
Come on, who's in that wreck, Shannon?
The 33, if I'm not mistaken, blew a right rear tire.
Get it back on the ground. Are we done in the back?
Kirk, did you take the radiator hose?
One person. We need the upper radiator hose. Kirk, have you picked it up? Look, while we're waiting, everybody back. Back, back, back. Everybody back. Shut this. Give me a hammer. The cool down ready? Hey, let's grab the hose. Get the cool down over here. Get it ready. Got a copy, bud?
Hey, this steering box is screwed up.
Oh, looks like we might be changing the steering box. Hold on a second. The line's tight. Tighten the line. All right, well, McKim, you got a lot of play in the wheel still? Hold on a second. Yeah. Tighten that. Well, once we get water in it, let's start it and see if it makes it any better or worse, and then we'll make a decision. All right, hold on. Hold on. All right, you're good with that? You got that. Just hold that for a second, Travis. Everybody clear? All right, start it up. Crank it over. Watch your gauges.
No oil pressure. Now I got oil pressure now.
Is that box undrivable? What's it feel like? Looks like, are the tires turning? Let's just go, I mean, we're this close. Let's go run it down the pit road one lap, and if it's way off, we'll come in and change it. If it's, you know what I mean? You know, if it's not going to work, we'll change it.
Feels better now.
Shut it off for a moment, please. Engine off. All right. Tie it up one time. Nice and good. Real tight here, guys.
Cart my way, or can I make it around it? Shannon, you got me, bud?
Yeah, I got you.
How close are they to going back green?
They're on one to go right now, and they're just getting into one.
One time. Start it up one more time. Crank it.
Cut that radiator fan off, please.
All right, listen. Go. Hey, crew, if you're over the wall, go. If you're over the wall, leave. Driving down to our pit. Well, go make a lap, see if the steering box is good. We'll probably have to put a little bear bond on this, but we got that in the pits. There's no reason to bring it all the way back here. So go out, feel that steering box, and see what you got. Safety first there, but if it won't work, it won't work, okay? Pat, Johnny, you come on. Travis, you stay here and clean it up. Bergie, clean up. Atwell, you can clean up.
Okay, yeah, if you clear to come on out. The pack is going in a three right now. I'll probably just wait till they get by, okay? 4,200. They're coming off four right now. They just stay down. Okay, you got to keep them down below the outline all the way around.
Shannon, tell them to look at his gauges. I'm going to break up on this little antenna. Just tell them to look at them all real good.
Yeah, look at your gauges real good there.
They're good.
Stevie, they're good. Have you smell any smoke or anything rubbing?
Yeah, there's a little bit of something rubbing. Why, you see any smoke?
It is. It's real faint. I'm trying to look right now.
5219.
That 2's down the cylinder up there. When you guys going?
5178.
Hey, Jeff. He said if you want to get behind him, he's down the cylinder, but I figure we get behind him with overheat pushing him at 6, you know.
I think I can catch that 21.
10-4. He says he's going to try to stay there with you.
Good. I think I'm the faster car, so this is better.
Gauge still look good.
4. What any faster since I got in front of him?
Yeah. Yeah, can you run a 5140? Two laps behind them on the track. We're going to have to run for a while then.
Cool. And laps to go?
92. He just passed halfway.
Caution's out. Turn 1 and 2.
Okay, Jeff, he was up high and he hit the wall pretty hard there. And he's set still coming out of 2. There's a bunch of brake rotor parts probably over there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep putting tires on you every chance we get. We're going to run all the way to the end because they're having all kinds of trouble out there with us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. So he went up high and then he came down low. Keep it low for me. He went up high and he's still up high against the wall out of 2.
Water temp?
150.
Well, we're going to put some tape on it. We didn't know how good it was all going to cool, but it's cooling fine. We're going to come in. When it's our turn, we'll put 4 tires on it and put like one piece of tape all the way across.
Feel that. There's a 10-2 right now. See, pit road will be open this time for lead lap cars.
So forth. The 96 on lead lap? No, the lap down. Sure one.
Hey, and now coming in next time, right?
Yes, stay out. We'll just come in when it's our turn. All right, now look, the 19 who's sitting in front of us, he's on the lead lap. He just pitted. But the 96 behind us, he's racing a few guys for the lucky dog. So when you pull in, you come around the 96, just try to make sure you're a little long and, just out of the 96's way. They worked with us real good early in the race.
No problem. That dead spot, my steering box is going to help me a lot, but we'll figure it out.
The 96 just got the lucky dog. He said, don't worry about it. Just do the normal deal. Just be careful with that dead spot there coming in off that road.
Hey, 4200.
All right, boys, we're going to have to kill ourselves, but at the same time, let's use it for practice. We'll stay sharp. So a lot of races left here. Come around this 96 here. He's taking 4, so he's a lucky dog anyway. He's not racing any. 5, 4, 3, do the pit stop, and then we're going to add some tape. All right, just don't leave. Don't leave. Set it down. Tiny. Take your time, clean it all off. What do you got there? Let's get him a roll of tape. Put the whole width of a piece of tape all the way across. You know what I'm saying?
Get his tires real quick to see if they're rubbing anywhere. Let's fix it if it was.
Look him over, Bart. We got all kinds of time. Where's the pace car, Shannon?
92.
Okay, yep. The back of the lift rear is rubbing just a little bit behind the tire like it does sometimes. So we're fixing it right now.
Head on the back stretch.
You good up there? All right. Whenever you get up... Double check it there, bud. Pull on it. Go ahead.
Okay, they got a lot of vehicles out there, Jeff.
They doesn't have to be together. You know, you put one in the back, one in the front, whatever you want to do. But Dion, get your stuff, and Mikey, go get your stuff. We'll use those guys the rest of the day, give us some reps.
Tax is over here in 1 and 2, though, Jeff. Well, the 33 come over here. He's a couple laps down or so. He said he'd run back there with you. I think he's doing a motor test.
And you're... If that's 6 guys, that's a lot. 5 guys. You're back up to 36. So, we got Hamlin. We'll be closing in on him. McMurray, we're a couple laps behind him. So there's a bunch of us out here riding around.
Can you get back around here? They're going to show you one to go.
Where are we at, Shannon? We want to go yet?
Yeah, we're coming to one to go now.
We got the 96, I believe, is going to be tail end because he's a lucky dog, so you can just wave him by if you choose.
I'll wave him by and get behind him.
Or is it the start finish right now, the 96 is?
You got about 4 cars coming off pit road. Okay, you got a couple cars coming to you. Okay, coming to green this time. 33, 21, and it's one of the Red Bull cars. Pace cars off. Green flag. Clear.
It's dragging a little bit at this pace.
4. Clear. All your temperatures look good right there.
Yeah, 10-4, like 190 water, 210 oil.
That 33 is almost lost, y'all. Only 3 of you now.
I saw that.
For whatever it's worth, that 70 that's behind us, Shannon, he's the only car on our lap.
4.
Not going to be for long.
Still inside. Clear. The 83 and 84 coming up to you, Jack Lynn. Still outside. Clear.
Not sure what that was all about. Might be a piece of debris over there in the front straightaway. Came off that 45. What the hell is the 26 doing?
I have no idea, dude. You got the 84, 55, the 96 behind you. The rest of them just lost the draft.
Cool.
Hey, Stevie, how long is it till we pit?
About 17, 18 laps.
26 just want to come in when we come in to stay together before we keep up the speed.
Yeah, you can tell the 26, we can come in like 15 laps if he wants.
Stevie, he said he can go past 143.
Sorry, we can come in.
Four.
Just blew up, guys. Blow tire. Coming down to you.
Oh,
blown engine.
We're going to the garage.
What did we blow? The right side?
The engine. Can you hear me? The engine is blown, not a tire.
No, I couldn't hear you, bud. That's the first thing I heard. Okay. All right, boys. Clean up.
Is she done there, Stevie?
I assume we are, yeah.
Okay. I'll stick up here until I get the word, okay?
Shannon.
Yeah.
We're done. It's water out the tailpipe.
Four.
Shannon, can you come down? Do we need to come around and get you?